We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Hamoitzi Oichlim Kegregris. Someone who brings out Oichlim, this is Michael Odom, this is a person's food. The shear is Kegregris and Chayiv. That's enough shear to be Chayiv. Umitztarfim Zem Zem. And you are Mitztarif, and it is Mitztarif, all different Oichlim are Mitztarif Zem Zem. We'll have the same shear, we'll have shear gregers. Therefore, a bunch of different foods you can bring out and starve together to be chai for gregers. What is not counted? Chutz mikid possum, the shells, vagarineim, the pits, vokzeim, that's like the part of like an apple that attaches it to the tree, the little stalk, vesubon and mursanon, and like the bran and the klipa that's around the chitim. That's not mitzarev, because not edible, those stuff. The klipa, these things are all not edible, therefore they're not mitzarev to the shir achila. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, chutz v'klipei adashim. He agrees to the Tanakhama, which says that klipei adashim, the peels and the shells of lentils from a special simoim that you cook with it, that of course, is a part of the oichel, and therefore you're chayiv for that when you bring it like a shir gregris. Rashi speaks out that it means there's two types of klippas for the lentils. There's like the outer klippa, it's like the pod, and it has the inside klippa. So the outside klippa you can throw away, that for sure is not mitzarev. It means the inside klippa, which you cook together with it, that will be chayiv, because that's eaten together with it. Dr. Gemara, v'subon u'morsun olem mitzarevin. You're telling me now that the bran and the chaff around the wheat is not mitzarev? But now we went to the Mishnah and Chala. Chameshas revom kemach va'oid chayav mechala. The shear chala is five revom va'oid. That's chayav mechala. Hain v'subon u'morsanon, the wheat and the bran that it covers around it, all part of chayav mechala. So if it's chayav mechala, so why isn't it mitztarif to be chayav haitzah? You see, it's part of the food. You see, it's chayav mechala. Oma abayash can only oichal pita v'isa v'lusa. No, oni eats it because oni doesn't can't afford to sift out the flour. He wants to use everything he could to make his challah. Therefore, he uses it. So, of course, he chayav challah because it's called lechem. But legabe yitzah not. Now, what's the pshat taka by yitzah not? So, a pasuk pshat that the rishonim say is that since roiv bnei adam don't eat it like that, so you go by the roiv bnei adam when it comes to yitzah. Masheke mechala, the ma'aseh, he made the challah. So, for him, he's chayav challah. It's his challah. Therefore, he's chayav challah on everything. That's how someone learned. What the Ritva says is a little different. The Ritva says that Echanami, if you carry out a challah made like an oni's challah, avada yibi chayiv. Here we're talking about it's still wheat. If it's still wheat, we can't be machshavit as oichel until it's made into challah. What we call it just wheat, piece of wheat, then taka, that's not called edible, and it's not royal achila and not chayiv in haitzah. So the Gemara said the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Eimer, chutz v'klipei adashim from a special mem, the klipim, peels, shells of the lentils that you cook with it, that is chayiv in haitzah. It's mitzarev to the shir haitzah. So the Gemara, it's mashma adashim in davka lentils, poilim loy, not beans. Right, the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Yehuda Eimer, chutz v'klipei poilim v'adashim. Rav Yehuda says, chutz v'klipei poilim v'adashim. That only the bride says even poilim vaadoshim, even poilim that loch is that it's mispashos imahem and it's mitzarev to the shear. So the Gemara kash yavacharti yavatigi poilim chadati fresh beans. Of course the klipa is mitzarev, but old ones not. Now why old ones not? We cook it, it becomes soft. What's the problem? Matikim my time aloy. I'm ravol breshnira kazuvim gakara. The shells look like black things in your kaara, in your plate, in your pot. And it looks like bugs, and therefore it's not appetizing. Therefore, it's not called oichel. Even though maybe it comes soft, but people don't like it having in their food because it looks like bugs, and therefore the atiki are not good. And therefore, only fresh poilim peels are considered mevasos imam and considered oichel. Masha'inkein, old ones not. And therefore, that's why our Mishnah says afka adashim, because adashim is sai if it's old, sai if it's new. But by poilim, only if it's new, fresh. Peels, but older peels are no good because it turns black and looks like bugs. And the rice that said chutz v'klipei poilim v'adashim meant fresh ones. Hadron aloch klal gadol. Zokta mishnah vayta. New perek hamoitzi yayin. We're continuing with the shear of haitzah. Hamoitzi yayin. What's a shear of yayin? We just said a share of oichlim. Oichlim means food. All food goes to Gregorius. What about drinks? So yayin, so the way they made yayin, and they still make yayin to a certain extent that way, is that fresh wine, without adding water, is very, very sharp, and it's hard to drink. So yayin, it's called yayin chai, raw wine. They used to add water to it, and that made it into drinkable wine. So hamoitzi yayin kedei maziga is kais. The sheer yayin is enough to make a maziga in a kais, to make a mix in a kais, to mix with water into a kais. What type of kais? We'll see in the Gemara. So that's enough of a sheer. Now, a wine that could make a kais, that you can make from that a cup of wine, that's how much wine concentrate is a problem of haitzah. Chalav, what's a sheer chalav? Milk. Kedei gemira, it's a gulp of milk. Tavash, what about honey? Kelitin ala katas, enough to put on a wound that a lot of times the animals that have these packages on the back or saddles, and they get like scratches and they get rashes on the back, and it's called a katas. So you used to use devash for that. Like the Gemara in Amafkid, Perek Amafkid Bamatsia says that if you have devash that got old and got hard, what's a roya for? It's roya for the katusha of the gamli. It's good for the camel's back. Rashi has another pshat that maybe means a wound on a person's hand, back of his hand or back of his foot. But like upon him, the dvash is good as ointment. So the shear that's enough to put on a camel's back or on a person's hand, that's a shear haitzah and dvash. Shemen, gilosuch eva katan. Oil enough to smear on a small aver. What does eva katan mean? We'll see in the Gemara tomorrow on my bays if it means a little child or a small aver, a small bone. We'll see. Small limb. We'll see. Mine, what's your mind? The loss of them is a keeler. In order to water down the keeler, which is the medicine they put over the eye. You know, they used to put some water in there to loosen it up a little bit, so that much water already is enough sheer haitzah. The charcoal mask, all drinks, brevius. Go with the revius. The cholash shayfchim, all garbage water, which means mayim tsruchim, smelly water. All that water is brevius also. That's also the sheer revius. And Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches, we'll talk about what you use that for. What you use it for. Use it for a certain type of cement to use it for. Rav Shimon Aimer, kulam brevius. The all brevius, v'li nemru kol shur malalu elam alatziyem. Zokt Rav Shimon, that even yayin, which we said was meziga, and cholav k'dei gemia, and dvash, that we said was fakatas, he says, no, it's all brevius. And then he also tells you, another thing, another fact, that these shiurim are all for the matzniya himself. The matzniya himself was maitziyat. But anyone else is maitziyat is not chayiv. Because like we said, that the matzniya himself needs a minimum shir according to Rav Shimon. We said this earlier in the shir on last Amud, on Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon holds that the matzniya himself needs a shir. Even if he's matzniya, a very small amount, according to Rav Shimon, not chayiv. It has to need a minimum shir. The minimum shir is revius. And this doesn't work for other people. For other people, for them, a chalav de gemi is not chashuv, chalav a revius is not chashuv, then they need more. They need more than that. But the minimum shear, there is a minimum shear for the matzniya. And that's what he says, kol shuv olelu el matzniyem, only for the matzniya, that's what the minimum shear is for. So, the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah, Tanakama says, that a moiti yayin k'te meziga is kois. That the sheer wine is enough to be mezig a kais of wine with it. Now, what type of kais? Tana unter braisa kedei meziga is kais yafa. It means enough to make a meziga in a kais yafa. What's my kais yafa? What does that mean? Kais shabracha. Kais shabracha is called kais yafa. Now, why is kais shabracha called a kais yafa? Because, like we learned in the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph, that there were 10 things said by a kais shabracha. And part of the things were itur means you have to put little cups of wine around it. Itur means you have to put it in your hat and jacket. Hadachi, you have to wash it for shtifa and clean it out. Chayu, mala, it has to be full. All different dinim, like kaisha bracha, what it has to look like. So it's called a kais yafa. So this meziga has to be like the shear that can make a kaisha bracha. Now, how much is that? Omram nachram ravua. Kaisha bracha tzarach shir by reva revius. The kaisha bracha needs wine. A quarter of revius. Again, over yam revius. In order that when you do meziga, it land up on revius, because he's saying that the way you make meziga is it's three parts water and one part wine. So you need to make a revius. He holds you need a revius for the kosher bracha. and to make a revius of kosher bracha, you need a quarter of raw wine. And therefore, the share of haitzah on wine is a quarter of a revius, which is enough to make a quarter revius, which is enough to make a revius wine. So you have to bring out raw wine a quarter revius, and that will make a revius wine.